Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, November 25th, Thanksgiving Day, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting now with your local news, if your Thanksgiving dinner doesn't go as you had hoped, we are proud to report that the Wauchula McDonald's will still be serving today and tonight. So, you're feeling hungry later tonight, you're tired of turkey, want something different, you can head over to the Big M. They'll hook you right up. A closure, though, both Bowling Green and Wauchula City Hall will be closed today and tomorrow for Thanksgiving. They will reopen their doors on Monday, November 29th. And our friends to the north, the Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrest two high-volume methamphetamine and fentanyl drug traffickers. Three others were arrested. On Tuesday, November 23rd, the Polk County Sheriff's Office and the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force, or the HIDTA, arrested five people during a drug trafficking investigation that began in late October. Detectives began their investigation after learning that large amounts of narcotics were being sold out of a residence located at 206 Colorado Avenue in Lakeland. Charges among the five arrested were multiple counts of possession and trafficking. Your local events starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 3rd, join the City of Wauchula for a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, including a performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available. Also happening this Saturday, the 27th, all the way until Christmas night, don't miss the annual Downtown Sebring Carousel of Lights as historic Circle Park illuminates again with an amazing display of festive holiday lights displayed each night from 6 to 9 p.m., featuring Santa Claus every night along with kid games and mini golf. It is free to attend, and there is a small fee to participate in the activities. Your jobs here in Hardy County, McKeith and Growers is looking for a wholesale nursery delivery driver, a high school diploma or GED, a valid driver's license, and 2 years of driving experience are required. The Mentor Network is still looking for a caregiver. Qualifications include at least 18 years of age or older, a high school diploma or GED, at least 6 months of experience in the human services field, along with a valid driver's license and a successful background check. And Step Up Suncoast is looking for a bilingual home visitor for their hippie program. Bilingual fluency is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 73 degrees, feels like 76. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly sunny. Shade temperature 70 degrees with your maximum UV index at 4 moderate. Winds east northeast at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. Your humidity slightly humid at 54%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 56 degrees. Cloud cover 20%. 10 miles of visibility and your cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. If you're a turkey, your forecast 350 degrees in the afternoon. I had to throw that in there. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Friday night mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China's October soybean imports dropped over 41% lower than the same time last year, hitting the lowest level since March of 2020. Reuters says poor crush margins curbed demand and Hurricane Ida limited U.S. shipments. The world's biggest soybean buyer purchased 5.1 million tons in October compared to 8.69 million tons last year. Chinese imports also dropped from 6.8 million tons in September. A bipartisan group of senators have announced the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. It's a compromise they hope returns fairness to the cattle marketplace dominated by four major meat packers. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says the bill would improve cattle price transparency and improve market conditions for independent producers. The legislation would establish regional mandatory minimum thresholds of negotiated cash and negotiated grid trades based on 18-month averages. The proposal is endorsed by several ag groups, including the American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union. The consumer price index increased 0.9% in October on a seasonally adjusted basis after rising 0.4% in September. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics reports over the last 12 months, the all items index increased 6.2%, the largest 12-month increase since November of 1990. The food at home index increased 1% over the month as all six major grocery store food group indexes continued to rise.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Happy Thanksgiving. A food safety expert says if you are the one preparing today's Thanksgiving Day meal, you'll want to wash your hands frequently throughout the process. Meredith Carruthers is with the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline.
You always want to start food preparation with washing your hands. So before you touch anything, we recommend to wash your hands. And then pretty much throughout the food preparation process and really keying in on anytime you're touching raw meat or poultry products, washing your hands after you've touched those before you touch something else.
She says washing before you prepare the food seems pretty obvious, but studies conducted in test kitchens before the COVID pandemic showed hardly anyone washing their hands every time they should have. And it's especially important to wash your hands after handling raw meat before you touch any foods that won't be cooked. Again, this all may seem pretty obvious, but the Centers for Disease Control estimates that 48 million people will get sick from foodborne diseases this year in the United States, some quite seriously. If you have any questions about food safety or anything else about the meal, the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline number is 888-MP Hotline. That's 888-674-6854, or go online to askusda.gov.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended with scant gains after another wobbly day of trading on Wall Street, after the market remained unsettled ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2%, even as slightly more stocks fell than rose. The index, which set a record high last Thursday, was pushed and pulled by swings in technology and consumer-focused companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged lower, and the NASDAQ rose 0.4%. The Dow was down 9 points today to 35,804. The NASDAQ gained 70 points, finishing at 15,845. The S&P was up 10 to 4,701. New York oil fell 11 cents, closing at $78.39 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Let's start off in the NBA, where the Heat stage a fourth quarter rally to beat the Pistons.
Tyler Hero had 31 points and 8 rebounds in the Heat's 192 comeback win over the Pistons. Miami trailed by 9 before opening the fourth quarter on a 27-6 run. Hero's back-to-back three-pointers cut the deficit to 77-74. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo each provided 15 points and 9 boards in the Heat's fifth win in 6 games. Kyle Lowry added 15 points, 8 assists, and 6 boards for Miami. Detroit led 53-47 at halftime before finishing 1-4 on its 5-game homestand. Jeremy Grant had 21 points and 7 boards for the Pistons. I'm Dave Ferry.
Knicks regroup after squandering a 25-point lead with 106-100 win over the Lakers. Nuggets lose their fifth straight, 119-100 to the Trailblazers, and the Mavericks beat the Clippers in overtime, 112-104. This is SRN Sports. Bill Verdon, who helped the Pirates to a 1960 World Series win before enjoying success as manager of the Astros, has died. Verdon spent 12 years in the major leagues as a center fielder, winning the 1955 National League's Rookie of the Year award with St. Louis before moving on to Pittsburgh. Verdon's long tenure with the Pirates included helping Pittsburgh upset the Yankees in the 1960 World Series. Verdon spent 13 seasons as a major league manager and was the 1980 NL Manager of the Year after helping the Astros reach the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. Bill Verdon was 90 years old. Outfielder Clint Frazier and infielder Rougned Odor released by the Yankees after both cleared waivers just 4 days after they were designated for assignment. Frazier hit 186 with 5 homers and 15 RBI this year. Odor batted 202, 15 dingers, 39 RBI, and 322 at-bats. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: sometimes it feels like dust is the only good thing that's on TV. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Remember to be thankful and have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.